Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. How does it feel that we're getting fucking old?
It feels real bad when I look back at, like, artists I like, and I'm like, oh, they're 19, and it's like...
And I'm fucking
I'm 27,
ancient.
Doing nothing with my life. I'm making a podcast with my friends, and they're multimillionaires, making good music, something people actually enjoy.
People enjoy our podcast.
Yeah, our moms.
I'm people.
My mom has not listened to this podcast.
How dare you. My mom just asked today when she's going to be able to listen to it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about it, Marcia. It's not for you.
You wouldn't get it, Mom. It's our own artistic expression.
There's a reason I'm growing out my scene hair.
My mom is very critical, and she told me that she liked it. And I truly do believe that she would tell us if it was bad. She literally told me that I needed to shave my mustache the other day.
Tasha,
so.
I hope you listen to this episode and know that we don't care about your opinion. That was a pity. That was a pity
do,
toss.
But...
We just need to bump the numbers up.
Hello, and welcome to episode 3.
Nope.
Hello. Hello, and
once more, but with a bigger smile and mouth more open.
Hi. Hello, and welcome to the Cars 2 repeat episode of The Judgies. Oh. I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And we are... The judges.
Fuck.
Real quick correction from last week. Super quick. Elizabeth Banks, not in Cars 2. I don't know why I thought it was Elizabeth Banks, but it is not Elizabeth Banks.
Do we know who it is?
No, because it doesn't exist.
Oh, right. Yes.
Nobody was in it.
Another quick update. Doing a little more research. The Judges podcast, not part of the Cars cinematic universe.
Not yet.
Because the Cars cinematic universe doesn't exist. We established that.
Yeah. But.
So, I think we're going to change the format up. I think instead of doing each of us read one, we're going to take an episode. So, one will be the reigning Supreme Court justice. And the rest, Christian. The other two will be the jurors. Who judges in a courtroom? The judge.
The judge, hang obviously.
On. Hang on.
We're going to have to do some research on this one.
Clearly none of us are legal experts.
So yeah, so that way we can just sort of go with each little flow of the episode. You have to dictate your own flow.
Josh says I can't read good and I'm not allowed to read anymore. So
I said you can't read well, which you just proved my point.
Wow.
Christian, you're going to be Supreme Court Justice... C. Clack.
The Honorable OG Pissy Chrissy.
And Rick's the bailiff.
All right, wait, so are we reading titles or?
Boo!
I'm here for two things and two things only.
Reading titles and asking cars. If we're reading titles.
And I'm all out of titles to read.
First story that we're going to be judging. Am I the asshole for not being grateful for my boyfriend's birthday present to me?
Why are you giving me that look?
I think you know why. To begin, I found out recently my boyfriend was planning to surprise me for my birthday, with a weekend pass to a huge anime convention in our city. This would be great, except for one tiny problem. I fucking hate anime. I don't like anime at all. I like Western cartoons better, and being half Japanese, I have had to put up with being hit on, creeped on, and fetishized by weeboos since my teens. So as you can imagine, I have some pretty miserable experiences at these kind of places. Why does she keep going to him if she's having bad time?
Her boyfriends keep buying her.
So when my boyfriend said over Zoom chat the other day about how disappointed he was that his birthday surprise for me wasn't going to happen, I guess I didn't look happy enough because he noticed and asked what was wrong. I just said that okay with the convention being canceled because I didn't want to do it for my birthday anyway. He then freaks out and says that he spent a lot of money and that I'm being ungrateful because he worked hard to save up for those passes. Then he started going in how he can't surprise me with stuff like my sister's boyfriend can do because he doesn't make anywhere near as much as them. His boyfriend's having a bad time. So now my friends think I'm being spoiled, ungrateful bitch because I don't like the surprise that he worked so hard to pay for and wanted me to experience. Because this is his hobby. But I don't fucking care. I just don't want to waste my birthday at a place I never liked and never will. Heck, I would have been okay with staying home or even going to the beach. And this whole wanting to share interests with me? It wouldn't be an issue if he wasn't always wanting to bail on the stuff I want to do. I can't go to a theme park for Halloween because he's afraid of horror movies. I'm just stuck waiting with him when he went on a group trip to Six Flags because he was too scared to go on the roller coasters. I didn't even get to watch Midsummer when it came in theaters because he didn't want to go, and I ended up wasting the weekend watching him and his friends play video games. Am I the asshole here? I feel like I'm going insane.
Yeah. Everyone sucks here. She is an asshole for being ungrateful, but I don't blame her.
I don't agree with you.
Because obviously you should never be ungrateful for a gift. Because that's the whole point of a gift. But he is a piece of shit boyfriend and like clearly doesn't know what his girlfriend wants.
I don't think that she should be the one that's being judged here because she's not happy with what she's given. I mean, I understand what you're saying, like, if you're given a gift, you should be grateful for the gift that you're given. But at the same time, you know, depending on how long these people have dated, he clearly knows or should know by now that she doesn't like that shit. Why would you spend your hard-earned money on a gift for her birthday when you know she's not going to like it? That's not her being an asshole, especially if she's expressed to him multiple times, I don't enjoy doing this.
Yeah, well, yeah, did she say in there? I was so busy reading, I couldn't pay attention. Did she say that she's already expressed that she hates anime to him?
She never explicitly, but I agree with he should know. Especially if he clearly likes anime, and they must have had a conversation at some point how he likes it and she doesn't. But I think just the way she said it, like, she was being an asshole about it. But that's fine. I think it's fine that she's an asshole. Like, that's justified. I don't blame her.
I don't think she's being an asshole. I agree with her. I would be pissed too. Agreed.
They clearly don't like each other. That's the other thing,
like, if...
Right?
No. That's what it seems like, to be honest.
This dude wouldn't take her to a movie?
She might not like him. I think he might just be, like, a narcissist and is like,
yeah,
I don't like that stuff. We're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But then why is she the asshole? Because she feels the same way. Well, I don't like those things, I'm not going to do it.
She's not an asshole because of that. I just think the way she said, like, the way she was so callous made her an asshole. All
right.
Not as much of an asshole. Like, not nearly on the same plane.
Okay.
He's definitely more of, like, way more of an asshole.
Here's the problem, though, is this was a huge anime convention, and there's also a huge Western cartoon convention in the same complex. And he just got the day pass for both of them. I'm like, no, we'll go to the Western cartoon convention.
What the fuck is a Western cartoon, like?
Like SpongeBob is Western cartoon.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to
Avatar.
Right, you got like Avatar.
And then it's just
The Simpsons.
It's just 15 fucking like dweebs arguing whether Avatar: The Last Airbender is anime or just the cartoon.
We'll ask her. She's half Japanese. Yeah. Hey, lady, you know what? You look like you know what you're talking about.
I still don't understand. Like, how does she know that weebs like are drooling over her? And it's like it happens all the time at these things. It's like, how many of these has she gone to?
It's probably because her boyfriend's a fucking weeb that's drooling all over her.
Ah.
Think she's projecting a little bit there.
It's possible. But, like, how does she know this? So has she been to these before?
Are you not believing women right now?
That's kind of how I'm feeling at the moment. I don't think you guys have ever had the experience of
a bad gift.
Well, that. But also...
Very confident from the Erica camp.
But also, like, just getting unwanted attention from men... All women have that issue, and it's not just, I mean, I'm sure she's feeling like that's the reason is because she's half Japanese or whatever, but, I mean, most anywhere women go, they get unwanted attention from men all the time.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame her, but it shouldn't, the conversation shouldn't be, am I the asshole for not accepting my boyfriend's gift? It should be, am I the asshole for breaking up with my boyfriend after realizing he knows nothing about me and clearly doesn't care enough about me to take me to a movie? And then we'd all say no.
Agreed.
Well, here's the problem, though, Josh. I know this about you. You don't like horror movies.
Midsommar is not a horror movie.
Have you seen it?
No, it's too scary.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All I'm saying is, I don't know if you would have gone to Midsommar even if your girlfriend asked you. You would have really weaseled your way out of it.
But because you communicate with your girlfriend or your significant other and say, I don't like doing those things, they shouldn't be forcing you to do it. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be an issue. If you're communicating with your partner and saying, hey, I'm not going to go to an anime convention because I feel uncomfortable there, they should be able to respect that fact and not buy you that as a birthday present. That's some bullshit. He's the asshole here.
The last person I dated, I asked her if she wanted to go see Sonic the Hedgehog in theaters, and she said no. And I was like,
is that really what ended?
All right. And then I went to Sonic, and then we broke up. But no, like, yeah, that's exactly, like, I just, like, she did, like, horror movies and stuff, but she knew I didn't. We watched The Shining together. That was fine. The last time I saw a horror movie in theaters was in high school, and I watched it through my hands the entire time. And it's not even that scary of a movie. It's the Lady in Black, The Woman in Black, with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah.
The Woman in Black, I think, is what it's called. I was like 17, 16. I was 16 is my junior year. And I haven't seen it.
Still piss your pants.
I don't think I've been on a date at a movie theater since then.
It's kind of antiquated.
Try living your life, Josh. You fucking loser.
Wait, that's not true. I've seen movies with people I've been dating. That was a very bad, dumb statement on my end. But
has it been a date, or have you just been going to a movie? There's a difference.
No, because there's one time we made a whole day out of it. We went to go see La Miserable.
Bad choice.
Went to go see Les Mis.
And you're LA miserable the entire time.
No, but I did drink too much, and I did have to take...
I really enjoyed that joke.
I love that movie. The movie's so good.
I think it sucked, but we're getting off topic.
Are we?
Yes, she's not the asshole. Final verdict.
Final
Give me
verdict.
A gavel.
Christian, you haven't...
Anime rocks, and she sucks, so... I think the boyfriend wins on this one, guys.
Do you think she was an asshole?
Maybe ungrateful, but I don't know about an asshole.
Do I need to bring up Portillo's?
This is wild. She wants me to choose dinner every single night, and then the one time I decide without her choice, she...
On my birthday, forced me to go to a restaurant that I've never been to.
But
was
you
so
liked
overwhelmed.
It.
I
she didn't like it that time because she was overwhelmed.
I was very overwhelmed.
But
I do
now,
like it now. Portillo's
now she
is
loves
delicious.
It. Now it's like, oh, maybe that was a good choice looking back at it.
Mm.
That night was just a night of stuff you didn't like and I did like.
I know. So we went up to the Ravinia Festival or Ravinia Park or whatever up towards the suburbs.
How long ago?
This was my 18th birthday.
So like a year into us going out? A year and a half?
No. Yeah. We started dating when I was 15, so. Oh.
It's like 11 years into us going out.
Yeah.
Decided to make these plans.
Christian yeah. just had his 22nd birthday, and Erica was
so
just turning 18.
This Ravinia Park or whatever has, like, the spot where bands can play and junk. And...
Oh, yes, yeah. I bought my parents tickets there.
Yeah. So they were doing, like, what was the Chicago Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah, it was playing Gustav Holst's The Planets.
Yeah. You guys will go see some dumb shit like that, but you think Les Miserables is a bad movie. Yes. Continue.
I mean, that's a fair point. But, so I was, like, excited about that. But then he's like, we're going to Portillo's. I'm like, okay, do I get a choice? Like, it's my birthday. Can we go somewhere not fast food? I was like, nah. We're in the city. We're going to see my brother. We're getting Portillo's. I was like, that's some bullshit. It's my birthday. Shouldn't I get some say? Nah. Okay, well, now I'm going to be pissed about it.
You know why you were pissed? Because it's got a fucking revolving door on the front.
That's 100% what it
was. You know, I don't like revolving doors.
Not a good first impression.
You're right. That's it. That's the reason I hate Portillo's. That's the
first time that I learned about that, too.
That I hate revolving doors.
Yeah, it was just a bad day.
It was. I fucking hate revolving doors. But the concert was
really cool.
It was really cool. And I liked the venue. And, like, I had a good birthday. It was just, you're not going to tell me what I'm
going to
do.
So if you would have instead said, hey, how do you feel about going to Portillo's for your birthday? And then you were able to make the decision, would you have been...
Yeah. You have to make me think that it's my idea.
She wouldn't have made the decision. She would have said, I don't care. I would have gone, okay, I guess we're going there then.
Yeah.
Right, but then it wouldn't have been you're telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go here and you're going to like it.
You don't like surprises.
No, I love surprises.
Well, then that was the surprise. He just revealed it too early.
No, he was a dick about it.
I think everyone sucks here.
Well,
you were ungrateful for
one person sucks here. I think the other person had really good plans, took his girlfriend to his favorite restaurant.
On her birthday.
Took her to a cool concert, even though she, before this moment, never showed any interest in classical music.
All right, we're getting into some shit. Well, you know, that's a lie.
You know it all worked out. Listen
to classical music until we're in college.
That's not true.
That's probably true.
Also, so then that brings up a better point. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But if you're going to sit here and say I didn't like classical music until we went to that thing, then why did you pick something for my birthday that you didn't think I would like? That makes you the asshole. There's a whole full circle here.
We're going to have to cut this.
I just learned today, you know how white people clap on 1 and 3?
No. What does that mean?
So, most songs are made in a 1-2, a 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 beat.
Okay.
So, when you clap along with the song, you're supposed to clap around on the 2 beat and the 4 beat. It's a pretty big meme that white people clap on 1 and 3. Like, if you listen to a performance on, like, anything where the audience is majority white, they clap on 1 and 3 and it throws off the musicians. Because most stuff that's produced now today, like 99% of stuff produced now today, goes off of the 2 and 4 heavy beat. So, but classical music is made 1 and 3 heavy beats. So, I don't know what the fuck that means. But if you're listening to classical music and you feel like clapping along, you clap on the 1 and 3s.
Hell yeah, dude.
I don't know why you would clap along. We need to
defuse the tension here. Thank you, Joshua.
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know, since I've been wearing the fedora and I've learned how to play acoustic guitar, everything Josh just said was a lie. He's just trying to impress us. He's trying to impress the listeners. Don't listen to any of it.
Well, Dave has, you know, Dave. Dave, yeah. Dave has that song about clapping on 2 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah. It's called Clap on 2 4.
Clap your hands.
Not 1 and 3.
Clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands.
You guys say shit so convincingly, I can't tell when you're fucking with me. Who is Dave?
Dave Matthews Band?
Oh, that'd be why I don't care about Dave Matthews.
And then the song Crash by Dave. Sure. You know, it goes, crash into me.
It would have been funny if I would have got the reference, but I didn't.
The thing about me is I crap on 1 and 3, guys.
When you're going over the bridge in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good old Dave story. You know that Dave story?
No. Is this a new Dave, or are we still talking about Dave Matthews? Oh, God.
They were taking their tour bus through Chicago, you know, the river, the bridges that go over downtown?
Mm-hmm.
And they had their tour bus, and they just, like, dumped the tour bus's shit can. Or, like, you know how, like, tour buses have, like, the sewer stuff?
Yeah.
They just, like, dumped it into the river in Chicago.
Oh, my God.
And did it land on people?
Probably.
I think it went on a ferry that was going underneath or something. It's, like, an infamous Chicago story about Dave. Because Dave is, like,
stop calling him Dave.
Dave is huge in the Midwest.
Clearly not big enough.
They've got a like a Coachella, but it's like just Dave. Like Dave Matthews headlines it.
Dave and Friends.
I think that's what it's called.
Well, you know what? If it's not, they can hire me. I got some good ideas, boys.
Yeah, what other Western, what Western shows are there? Besides, am I, like, Western cartoons? Like I understand that it's, like, you know, family.
Adventure Time.
Literally. Okay. Morty.
Okay. Well, it'd be, like, well, I mean, to have, like, to go to a convention and be, like, excited about, you don't think of, like, people going to a SpongeBob convention.
Comic-Con. It's got all that shit.
Yeah, but, like, if that's she's talking specifically about Western shows, I don't know. To me, it's, like, I guess if you're talking about, like, what's on, like, Adult Swim, where you have, like, home videos.
The TV show?
Right.
Are you referencing the TV show Home Videos right now?
Yeah.
That's such a deep cut.
Well, that's like, from, what like, other Western four? What other Western cartoons would you be like going to a fucking convention for? They got Avatar,
The Simpsons, SpongeBob.
But like, I just don't feel like those are.
There's gotta be.
There'd be huge like, Simpson there'd be audience. A Simpson. There'd some Simpsons. There'd be a Simpsons convention. There wouldn't be a Western cartoon convention, and Simpsons would be there. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to an anime convention, it's like a shit ton of anime. Like, yeah, you'll have, like, your big ones, like Naruto and One Piece, but...
It's just, literally, it's just John DiMaggio doing every voice from every Western cartoon. Because he's in every single one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a Western cartoon without him.
He's not in regular show. I'm sure he's guested
He's probably in there somewhere.
But he's not, like, in the main cast.
Which, surprising. It's because he already had 8 other Cartoon Network shows to
yeah,
record.
Right. He's already running Adventure Time. Imagine if he was just running Adventure Time and regular show back-to-back.
That'd be rad. All right, next story.
Can you read the title?
Yeah, sure.
No, don't read the title. I want the surprise.
I can tell you right now the title's going to be Portillo's.
Oh, I hate that surprise.
Am I the asshole for calling the police on my own birthday party?
What?
Sticking with the birthday theme tonight, boys.
You have a... Well, I only had 2...
Well, guess we're only reading 2.
Well, if we can riff a little harder on this one, you might make it. This happened in November, but I'm still feeling the effects of my decision as I lost pretty much my whole friend group.
That's because Scorpios are
the situation was my 18th birthday. I'm also a female. I've been good friends with this group of girls since my sophomore year. There were 7 of them. I live with my mom and my dad. Hold on. I live with my mom, but also my dad lives in the same town, so I frequently go back and forth. On the weekend of my birthday, I found out my dad was going to be out of town. I told my girls and we... She honestly can't write very good. Let me read the sentence.
Can't read very good.
All right, I guess it's just me running the shows. Neither of you can read well.
This...
It is difficult when they don't, like, write it well.
I feel like I just need to, like, read a sentence ahead.
Well, you know what sucks is that you get forced which stories you pick and that you don't get to choose which ones. Like, it's not like you could choose one that's written well. Or, like, rewrite it before you go in to record the podcast. That's insane.
You do that?
No, because okay. I pick good stories.
Oh, I thought you were mocking me.
I was mocking both of you.
Oh, okay. At least it's not
I guess I was mainly mocking Christian.
All right. I live with my mom, but... My dad also lives in the same town, so I frequently go back and forth between houses.
Right.
I told my girls, once I found out my dad was going to be out of town, I told my girls and we were going to go over there and drink and celebrate for my birthday.
Oh.
It was going to be just the 7 of us and this group of guys we were close to because 2 of them were dating my friends, a total of 12 people. We would all sleep over and then clean up the next morning. My friends were... usually very respectful mm-hmm. with each other's houses and often offered to clean up, so I thought this would go very smoothly. On the night of my birthday, we are all at my dad's having a blast, and then one of my friends, I'll call her Kate, said to me that she hopes it's okay that she invited a guy she was talking to on Tinder and he was coming with 2 of his friends. At the time, I was a bit tipsy and I didn't think much of it until they showed up. First off, there was 5 of them, and they looked older than us. I asked my friend, and she informed me that her Tinder guy goes to local community college and is 22, which is old even for community college. You normally graduate by 22. I freaked out and told Kate that they had to leave. Kate got very mad at me. I decided to let them stay, and within hours, shit hit the fan. I was outside in the back smoking a cig with two of my friends, and when I went back in, there was three more people. I guess one of the strangers invited more friends. They started smoking a bowl in my kitchen, and I barked that they stop. These people were loud and obnoxious. I tried to find Kate to get them to leave. I couldn't find her, so I went upstairs and found my dad's door locked. I banged down until Kate opens the door, and behind her is the dude, just standing there completely naked. I've had enough, and I called the police. I said that I had friends over, and more people came, and things have gotten out of hand, and I needed them to break it up. The strangers dipped as soon as I told them I called the cops. The cops came and nobody got a ticket, but they did call everyone's parents to come pick them up. My dad was pissed for a little bit, but thanked me for being responsible enough to stop the whole thing. My girlfriends all got grounded and were in deep shit with their parents for a while because they were drinking. Since then, my relationship with all my friends hasn't been the same. They clearly have a problem with me. One of them was supposed to get a car for Christmas, but her parents ended up deciding not to after the incidents, so she blames me for that. Am I the asshole, or did I do the right thing?
Yeah. Oof.
I mean, you're the asshole. I mean, everyone sucks here again, right?
I don't think she's an asshole.
She called the fucking cops on an underage drinking party.
What was she going to do? Like, she tried to be like, fucking stop.
Just lie like, and say that you called the police.
Yeah, I don't know how many parties I've been at where I just said, where people said they called the police and it fucking clears out.
That is pretty true, I guess. I guess I never thought about that.
I mean, maybe she didn't think about that, but.
Or, like, call her mom. Have her mom come over and be like, get the fuck out.
I guess it is different because, like, I'm coming at it from the perspective as, like, a male. And, like, if I were to throw a party and people were fucking up, I would just, like, gather, like, a couple people and just kick people out. Like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe she's, you know, she's an 18-year-old girl and these are 22-year-old guys. And like, yeah. And five of them.
Well, there's more by the end. There's, what, seven of them by the end?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that's just such a shitty situation. And it's like,
I understand why. I definitely understand why she did it.
I don't blame her at all.
No, again. I mean, calling the cops. Cops are fucking pigs.
Agreed. See, I would have just
lied. She's clearly white, so this works out for her just fine.
Oh my god, Jessica. I was gonna get a fucking car for Christmas, and then you fucking ratted on me, so I'm just gonna get a fucking minivan instead, bitch.
You're so right. Like, this is definitely just, like, mean girl.
They're in the suburbs. Girls. Like, I was gonna get a fucking 2020 Mercedes. It's the fucking Ashley's
from Recess. It's just a bunch of fucking stuck-up girls.
Did you just reference Recess? That's such a deep cut.
It's not nearly as deep
of a cut. That's from, like, 2002, dude.
It's not nearly as deep of a cut as Home Videos.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously don't want to diminish people's struggles or whatever, but, I mean, the car she could have been getting could have been a fucking clunker. But, anyway, yeah, calling the cops, like, I mean, I've been raised pretty anti-calling the cops. And it's like,
I feel like most of us have.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, my dad stopped talking to his neighbor because he called the cops on him.
Really?
Because, like, why the fuck would you call the cops? Just come talk to me about it? Obviously, different situation. But
see, that's the thing. Like, just fucking communicate how you're feeling. And, I mean, clearly she did communicate to her friend, like, I'm uncomfortable with this, make these people leave, and she didn't. So, yeah, really, her friend is her asshole. Shitty, yeah. But also, like, don't fucking call the cops.
To get that dick, though.
Yeah.
She can get her dick done at the old brown house.
How are you going to have the door locked? Have someone knocking at it and not in the time of, like, you getting up to go open it. She clearly got dressed, but the dude just, the best he could figure out to do was stand there naked, not even lay down under the covers.
I'm just guessing from the story of it, they probably all weren't 18, and this dude was just having such a Tory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, these girls are drunk. It's like, I could probably talk her into having a threesome, too.
Maybe so
probably,
she sees my maybe, big dumb. Yeah,
he's just doing, like, Naked Man. We're taking it back to How I Met Your Mother. He's just Naked Manning her. And he's like, what am I going to do? He's naked. I better.
God, men are so dumb.
I don't know. If you're going to be unresponsible enough to throw a party and for underage drinking. Well, maybe this isn't in the U.S. and 18 isn't underage. But you're having people drink unsupervised. And one, I mean, I guess it's a really good learning experience. Because once you say somebody can bring one person, it's never just one person. Mm-hmm. Right. It's, oh, well, he's got a friend. Like
going back to our St. Patrick's Day party in Wrigleyville.
Oh, God. We got invited by somebody who got invited by somebody who got invited by his girlfriend who got invited by somebody.
It was, and yeah, we that was crashed so
that bitch.
Yes, we did.
It was so great being the only four people not from Notre Dame there.
Yeah, it was
because everybody's like, what was your major? It's like, I mean, I did this, but I wasn't at Notre Dame with you. I didn't see you there.
We brought, well, we, Luis was the only, one of like only three people who weren't white at that party.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to be fair, I did prevent
the house down.
I was going to say, I did prevent them from burning down the house.
But also, to be fair, I was the one who almost burned down the house.
Also, I got burnt in this whole incident. So.
Yeah, well, I like leaned on the stove and the
ticker, turned the burner on.
The burner ticked on and it caught like a cake.
Cake pan.
A cake pan on, or like
those plastic cake pans.
From, yeah.
Ugh, it was a good party, though. I stole a mug. I stole a Notre Dame mug.
Why did you steal it?
Mm-hmm.
Evan was pretty pissed, but
eh.
I mean, yeah, that's him. Fair. You definitely shouldn't steal when you go to a party.
I just remember the guy was just like, drink all the beer you want. Here's my Venmo. Just send me money.
And his Venmo didn't
whatever
work.
You want to send. He wrote his Venmo down wrong so nobody could send him money.
You know what we should have done is erased it and put our name.
Oh,
now that's an asshole move. I'm judging you.
Or like create a new Venmo account. That's just that one.
Very close to it.
No, like the one that he miswrote.
Oh my God. Fuck, if I had a time machine.
We got so drunk. And then
it was a good party.
Well, we still, because they had a keg or two, it ran out, and then they went and bought cans of beer.
Yeah,
they just and then we just filled our pockets with them and tried to go home on the fucking subway.
The moral of the story is we are assholes.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
that's what makes us experts here and why we can judge.
The best part of that was we were standing at Wrigley, like we had just had a few beers at a bar. Trying to find the house, we walk outside, and I'm like, oh, I'll put it on Google Maps, and we start walking, and I lead our dumbasses the wrong way.
Blocks.
Like 8 blocks the wrong way, and what? St. Patrick's Day, it was pretty cold.
It was
like 48 degrees. Like, it was pretty cold.
I mean, it was kind of a nice day for March, to be honest.
I remember it being like,
it was cold unless you're in the sun.
Once we started drinking, it was good.
That liquid heat.
I would never. When I was in high school, I would have never thrown a house party.
Oh,
no. Absolutely not.
I just remember, like, going to house parties and just seeing, like, dickheads break shit because it's, like, funny. And it's, like, you could never talk me into it. It's, like, go fuck yourself.
I mean, I was a big old stick in the mug and mud.
I was going to say, yeah, you didn't even.
I didn't go to any house party. I did my homework.
You didn't drink until you were, like, 20, right?
Yeah. It was my sophomore year in college. It's the first time I got drunk.
You were only 1 year irresponsible.
And I'm a little baby, so I think I was only 19.
Hmm.
I wasn't quite 20 yet.
Yeah. Couldn't even drink with me. Had to wait till I was out of town or something.
You were on duty. You were an RA.
Oh, yeah. I was a pig.
Yeah.
I'm just college cop.
You were cool, though. You didn't really get anybody in trouble.
Oh, I was such a shitty RA. Fuck paperwork. So.
Do we have time for one
break
more?
Break time.
Let's take a brickety break.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off of it. That's 1 and 3.
Fuck.
And we're back. So, oh, what was I going to say? What were we just talking about?
How you interrupt me a lot?
Well, it does happen, but. Feels right for some reason.
Yeah, right, because I'm a woman. Got it.
No. Something more.
Sorry, because I'm a dumb woman.
That's a little more on the nose, I think. It's a joke, people. But she said it, not me.
Christian, should I read the title? And Christian, it's a joke. Or she said it, not me, Kleckner. Christian.
Just give him out my fucking serial number while we're at it, all right? Let's dox me some more.
Oh, shit. There's no way we haven't said your last name on this podcast before.
We didn't, because I almost said it in the last one. I was like, what happens when I become super famous, and I don't want anybody to know my last name, but I still want to
You said
be...
OG Pissy Chrissy earlier.
But that does have my last name in it.
That's your Twitter handle.
Yeah, but that also doesn't have my last name in it, does it?
Well,
no, I don't think so. Because I think your Twitter name's Douglas Bubble Trousers.
He's a great director.
Since I doxed you, I'll dox myself. My last name, my full name is Josh Walzer.
So. How dare you? I hate you so much.
I know it's like a really bad last name. It's like Walzer.
You're literally the worst.
So I think we're gonna introduce a new segment where we get to judge each other. We aren't immune to being judged. We want you guys to judge us. So we'll put our opinions on a few little fun games like Would You Rathers or anything like that.
Or hot takes, like how last week I said mac and cheese is trash. Ooh,
yes, we could do hot takes. We could do Would You Rathers. We could do push the buttons, stuff like that. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we know what that is.
Like, you know, they give you an option, like, if you push the button, this will happen, but okay. This will happen as well. You get $1 million, but you lose one of your legs. Would you push the button?
My arch enemy finally climaxes. I would not push the button.
Is your arch enemy notorious for never having climax?
I mean...
Is it probably. Erica?
Okay.
So I think we're going to introduce the segment and call it Circle Jerge.
We're just going to jerge each other off.
Yeah, we're going to jerge each other off in a circle.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So I have one off the top of my head. I saw this the other day. It's kind of related to, like, COVID stuff. When, you know, they were talking about the mortality rate being around 3% originally. I don't know exactly where they're settling at it right now. But it's pretty much the idea of, like, if there was a button you could push, and every time you push it, you get $100,000, but there's a 3% chance you die, how many times would you push the button?
Six.
Six?
Probably six times.
That's a 1 in 5 chance you're donezo. That's 18%.
Well, I mean, is it adding up every time? Wouldn't it be like another 3%?
Over the course of your 5 clicks, I guess.
It
would be a total of 18% chance you could have died. And you're only left with... With half a milli.
I mean, that's still life-changing money.
I feel like I'd probably only push it once.
I think I would push it once.
You guys are fucking losers.
I would push it till I die, probably.
I mean, can I write it off in my will? Or it's like, you push it one too many times, the money's completely gone. Every time I push it, it's like, it's already been deposited, baby.
Yeah, I guess it would have to be like you push it and you have $100,000 in your bank account.
I'd be speedrunning that shit.
Like those experiments with the mice where their pleasure centers are based off a button and they just push it continually until they die.
I'd just be
pushing Erica's button so many times.
Jeez.
I think the original one was like, if you push it, you get $1 million, but there's a 3% chance. Like, that's easy. Push it once. Done. Yeah. $100,000 is enough money where it's like, that's a lot, but it's also like,
hold up, that's am not I getting to... taxed?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'll push it like.
But you are gonna get audited by the IRS.
Fuck. Is this dirty money?
What money isn't dirty?
I mean, fair, but like, do I have to launder it before I use it?
No.
Okay. No. Good, because I don't know how to launder money.
I should stay dirty.
Sorry for cutting you off. I'm notorious for doing that.
You're a notorious D-I-C-K.
You got there. How about you, Erica? You got one?
Like, push the button if?
Yeah, would you rathers.
I did have a really good
one. You got any hot takes this week?
Hey, remember earlier when I said that you interrupt me a lot and you were like, no, I don't. You literally just did.
Josh, can you please stop stealing my thing? That's my thing, interrupting people.
You got any hot takes this week?
Interrupting cow moo.
You got any hot takes this week? You got us with the mac and cheese last week.
Which I stand is by that.
Bad.
No, I stand by that.
You don't like cheese.
I mean, that's not true. I do like. Oh, I don't like cheddar cheese.
So you don't like pasta.
I like pasta.
Why don't you like mac and cheese?
Because mac and cheese is gross.
So have you ever had like white cheddar cheese or mac and cheese or like a different kind of mac and cheese?
I have had. A lot of different types of mac and cheese. I've had your grandma's mac and cheese. I've had restaurants. I've had Kraft in a box. I've had shells and cheese in a box.
Is your grandma's a brand or specifically my grandma's mac and cheese?
Just in general.
Okay, because my grandma doesn't make mac and cheese, and I was very confused.
She makes it for me, Josh.
When did you meet my grandma, and when did she make mac and cheese?
No, just like, well, you haven't tried mac and cheese until you've tried my mom's mac and cheese. I was like, oh, dude, all mac and cheese is pretty much the same. It's all fucking gross.
I've never had a homemade mac and cheese that has been as good as $1 a box, all the bullshit.
Shells cheese, and cheese.
Sauce, shells, and cheddar.
Nah.
That's wrong.
Gross. It's all gross.
It's not all gross, but homemade mac and cheese is better. But I'm not about, like, the fancy bullshit, like, breadcrumbs on top and, like, baking it and shit.
No, you just, like, cut up hot dogs and beans mixed into yours.
I don't put hot dogs in my mac and cheese.
You have them on the side with ketchup. Otherwise, the ketchup gets in the mac
Here's
and cheese.
Here's the thing. Erica has this, like, memory of the first time she ever came over for dinner at my house. Is my mom made macaroni and hot dogs. And, like, this has never been a combination that my mom's made. I'm pretty sure the only reason that ever happened was because Erica said, I don't like macaroni. And she's like, oh, fuck, I got hot dogs.
She didn't have buns either, yeah, so she's like, I got bread. I'm like, I can't eat hot dogs on bread.
That's literally
what,
how
are you, too bougie for hot dogs on
my
bread?
My entire life, I only ever had hot dog buns, like, when I went to another person's, like, house. I only ever ate hot dogs on white bread.
That's insane. Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Why are you going to buy a whole extra?
Yeah, like, specific bread.
Yeah. Yeah, she just thinks, like, hot dogs and macaroni is a thing in my house, and it's not. It's never been a thing.
I think that's so funny. Like, does your mom have, like, a macaroni, like, recipe?
Yeah.
In my head, it's like, I couldn't imagine, like, going to, like, someone, a significant other's house for the first time, and their parent to, like, impress me to make, like, no, like, boxed macaroni. Yeah. And, like, oh, this is the good shit. And, like, Kraft macaroni and cheese. And then, yeah, like, oh, I don't really like mac and cheese. I
hot
got
dogs on bread.
Essence of pig in a shitty tube that you boil for 6 minutes.
Yeah. No, I felt really, really bad about it because she was, like, Marsha doesn't really cook a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I love Marsha, but she's also not really great at cooking a whole lot. She's great at baking.
No, her mac and cheese is real good.
She also makes a mean lasagna, but so she makes this mac and cheese, like, to impress me, and it's like, I don't eat. That's the one food on this planet I would rather die than eat. I'm so sorry. And she's like, all I have is hot dogs. I'm like, okay, I'll just eat a hot dog by itself, but the smell of mac and cheese makes me nauseous.
That's insane.
So there's four people sitting at this table eating mac and cheese, and just the smell.
Cheddar is literally the best cheese.
It's not. Cheddar's the worst.
You like,
you don't
like cheese balls.
Mac and cheese with cheddar, though.
That's true. I do like cheese balls, that's but that's cheddar. That's different.
It's all breading.
It's all breading, and it's deep fried. And I smother shit in ranch.
The first time I had a girl over in high school with my family for dinner, I was like 16. She, we were over, I think we had spaghetti. That was like, my dad loves making spaghetti. I didn't learn until I was like 21 that spaghetti is like poor people food. So we made this big old pot of spaghetti because it's cheap and you can make a shit ton of it.
Like, I didn't realize it was poor people food until now.
Because you would make like a whole pot of it and then you would eat it for like a week and a half. So he made, I think he made spaghetti and like garlic bread or whatever, like the shit you buy and it's, you know, pre-made. And she goes to drink a glass of milk and goes to pour it and takes the jug and just starts shaking the fuck out of the jug. And we all just turn and look at her and we're like,
what?
The confidence to go into somebody. Like, I get it if that's like your family shakes milk before you drink it.
Which, why? That doesn't do anything.
I'm
pretty sure my
it.
Family is a shake milk family.
What?
Not always really drink milk anymore, but back when I was a kid, I'm almost positive we were a shake milk family.
Why?
I've never seen it. I've never heard of it. It's like, that's not one of those things you see on TV and you're like, I guess some people shake milk. Like, I'll shake chocolate milk. But no,
yeah,
what?
Because the chocolate sinks to the bottom. Like, you gotta.
You guys are insane. That's not how store-bought chocolate milk works.
You still should shake it. It says shake before drinking.
Rich ass.
I don't.
Have you ever
no.
read white milk? Maybe it says shake before drinking, too.
It doesn't.
You sure?
I just had some.
I was going to say, Josh literally had milk
that,
10 minutes ago.
No, this definitely will say shake before drinking because it's a single serving. No? keep refrigerated, enjoy within 7 days of 7 days of opening.
That's everything.
That's kind of long for milk, though. it doesn't say shake before drinking. But yeah, so she just picked up the milk and fucking went to town. And we all just, you know, slowly head turned. And all right, I guess we're shaking our milk. So then I took it, being a gentleman, shook it again. And then she's like, what are you doing? I was like,
ugh. It's following your lead, dude.
It's already shaking. You don't have to shake it again. All right.
You're the expert.
Weird. We're actually a double shake.
Idiot.
We're a double shake family, actually.
We shake it every time.
We're all looking at you weird because you only shook it once.
I'm a shake ketchup guy. That took a long time for Erica to realize.
You don't shake your ketchup?
You have to shake my ketchup.
Erica shakes ketchup, but she'll hand, like, I, even if someone uses it before me, I shake it.
Oh.
But Erica is, like, trying to be nice and, like, hands it to me open, and I'm, like, not paying attention. I just shake it, and I'm just fucking...
Gets it everywhere.
Years. We've been going out for 10 years now. We've been together for 10 years.
I do it every time.
Like, probably 7 years of our relationship is just me fucking spilling ketchup everywhere. Because she's, like, trying to do something nice, and I just, like, I can't pay attention to it at all. So I'm just like, I'm going to shake it. I'm going to shake it hard as I fucking can.
You remember the first time you had dinner at my house? My mom, I don't even remember what food my mom made. But in my family, we never really ate dinner at the dinner table. But this time, because my mom, you know, I invited my first boyfriend over for dinner. And it was, like, a big deal. My mom's nervous about it. She makes this big dinner. We're all getting ready to sit down at the table. My dad was pissed that there was a boy in the house. He was pissed. So he comes in. My mom had made the plate, had it at his spot. My dad comes in, picks up the plate, doesn't say a word, doesn't look at anybody, and he walks into the other room and eats it in front of the TV.
What a power move. I don't remember this.
You don't remember that? I was so like, mad.
What a rad dude. That's fucking awesome. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
I was so mad.
I'm not super close. I think I've only had dinner with a significant other with my parents, like, probably less than five times.
Only like 1,000 times? I don't know.
Like, less than five times. I just something that I never really did. I've eaten with my significant other's parents plenty of times. But I've never done it the other way. It's just not something I don't know.
Oh, why? Are you embarrassed of your family or something?
I mean, I'm not going to say that on the podcast.
Your mom doesn't make good enough food for you?
I don't know if my parents know this. I don't know if my family knows this. My brother knows this. My family does this really annoying thing when they eat. I think it's relatively common. But when they eat off of a fork, they rub it. They grind it off their teeth. And most of the time, I'm eating with my family, if I don't notice it, it's fine.
But as soon as
I hear it, like, we'll hit a natural lull in conversation, and then I'll hear someone just... And it literally, it's sort of like you smelling mac and cheese. It's literally just...
Makes your skin crawl.
Yeah, I think I'm done tonight. I think I'm done eating. I don't really want to... Because then I'm so self-conscious of not doing it. I'm like covering my teeth with my gums and like gumming the whole thing in. I'm like, ugh.
It is bad anytime you ever accidentally do that. Where it's like you hit your teeth and it's like the nerves like all the way up to your brain. It's like, oh, fuck, what did I do? I made a mistake.
I think the moral of this is that we judge your parents. We're judging them so hard.
What did they do? Besides that?
That's it.
Oh, that's it? That's all it's
enough. That's all it takes.
Don't blame them on the milkshake. Wait.
Did we just invent something?
How it's made?
Is that how they make milkshakes? First they sour the mood and then they shake the milk. You got any hot takes, Christian? I don't think you're not really a hot take kind of guy.
I'm not a hot take guy.
I am.
Let's see here.
Well, you're a hot take girl.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about a would you rather?
Yeah, what do you got, man?
Let's see. Would you rather have bad breath all the time? Or everybody else has bad breath, and you smell it every single time, and you have to tell them, like, what you think they last ate. It's either they smell it, and I'm like, what the fuck
did you eat? You don't even have to add that last part. If it's just, like, either you always have bad breath, or everybody you ever talk to has bad breath.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think I would rather have everyone else have bad breath, than me have bad breath, just because, like...
What a saint. What a martyr.
Yeah, I would rather smell people's bad breath than anyone have to smell mine.
Because is the implication that you always have bad breath that other people don't? Or is it just, like, people have the breath they would normally have?
They have the normal breath, but they smell your bad breath every right. time.
So they yeah, always, I'm too they, self-conscious Everybody for that. Always knows I have bad breath.
Yeah.
Or I know everybody else has bad breath.
And, like, even if you're, like, far away, you're, like, they're still, like, thinking the whole time, like, what the fuck is that smell?
Did she eat garbage for breakfast?
I mean.
Here's my secret to this one. I always have bad breath. I just have a fucking dad mouth. I just got shit breath from the moment. I can brush my teeth, and it's, like, by the time I put my toothbrush back in the holder, it's fucking shit breath already. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you
brush for so long.
I think you're being dramatic. It's not that bad.
Your toothbrush holder is inside the toilet.
It is just a turd. Why do you put it brush side down?
You say
so weird.
Hey, remember that Portillo's bullshit? I've been using your toothbrush to clean the toilet since then.
That makes sense.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
According to you and Josh, that's a reasonable response. I'm the asshole.
The last person I dated was very particular about my breath. So maybe that's judging my like thoughts here, but I think I would rather have bad breath and not have to deal with other people.
I think I'd rather have
I think
bad breath too.
For me, like, I mean, as long as I can like brush my teeth and still have like a healthy mouth, and as long as I don't have that like feeling,
that filmy gross feeling.
Yeah, it's the reason why I've never drank coffee, because I hate the feeling of like coffee mouth.
Yeah.
So as long as I don't have the feeling of having bad breath, I can deal with just, like...
Knowing people think I have bad breath.
Because you can chew gum, you can eat mints, like...
People are like, is that minty dog shit? What is that?
There's a, you know, poopery. You, like, spray it on the toilet to, like, make a film, and then that way when you go to the bathroom, it's supposed to prevent smells. Our work has had poopery only in the women's restroom. I think it used to be in the men's restroom, but we ran out, and none of the guys were, like... I guess they didn't want it back, which
it's
is fine by me.
It's meant to smell like shit in here.
Not shit and roses.
Well, the one that in the women's restroom is lemon. And every like young woman that's worked there, like under the age of 30, nonstop complains about how shitty that lemon smells. And they get pissed when it's like, someone fucking used it. Like we have lockers in our bathrooms that people can use and like padlock and everything. They would hide the lemon poopery in the lockers to try to hide it from the other girls from using it. But they would always somehow find it and bring it back out and use it. And you could literally smell it, like, all the way on the other side of the lab. You could smell from, like, two hallways over that somebody took a shit and used the poopery. You wouldn't smell the shit, but you would smell the lemon. And you have, like, what's the... Like
the Pavlov response.
Yeah, you have the Pavlovian response of, like, you smell lemon...
You know someone shit.
Oh, someone took a mean old growler.
See,
in there.
I would almost prefer that because my cubicle is literally right next to the bathrooms, and it's terrible.
I was just wondering, like, how bad is this lemon smell? If people are like, I really smell shit.
I honestly don't notice it that much. It must be because, like, once
it's
you're
so
in
strong.
The bathroom and, like, it's, you know, if you're using the restroom after someone just used it. But it got to a point to where, like, it still is, like, with my coworker now. If I'm eating a lemon cough drop, and I walk up and I'll like.
Someone just shit?
Every single time. Someone just went to the bathroom, didn't they? I'm like, no, I'm eating a lemon cough drop. Like, they associate that lemon
so
smell.
Someone shit in your mouth?
I mean, that's why I have the cough drop. I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, the bathroom next to my cubicle is just. It's so bad. If somebody goes in there to take a massive dump, not only can I hear it the entire time, but especially when I'm like on the phone. Conducting business and somebody else is conducting business in the bathroom, I get so distracted because I'm like, first of all, what the fuck did you eat? Like, goddamn, you're gonna break that toilet.
You know, I was gonna say, whenever they're in there, you should just blast two princes off your computer. One, two princes who adore you, like every single time, and then maybe they'll like learn, like, oh, they know.
Oh, I know. And then they open the door and, like, leave. And when they shut the light off, the fan turns off. Mm-hmm. So then the smell just, like, wafts the 6 feet over
wave.
To my cubicle. And it's like, why?
Just a hot dense wave of
it's
shit.
It's so bad.
I used to, my station in the lab used to be right outside the men's restroom, and I definitely got that, where it's like, you smell, well, do you not have, like, spray?
Or do they... Oh, there is poopery in there, oh, but really? You have to use that before you go.
And they don't?
No.
For me, I started to associate the smell of the spray with the smell, and then you start to, like, get the undertones of the shit behind the smell, and so whenever I smelled the smell,
that smelly smell,
that smells smelly. Anytime I started to smell that spray, I associated it with shit, and then I would just get like sick smelling it.
What has this podcast turned into? I'm judging the both of you for bringing this up.
Sorry, I mean it had to be talked about.
We're changing our name from the Judgies to the Flushies.
Oh fuck, the Flushies. That's pretty good.
Let's talk about upper decking.
Should we save that for next time?
No.
Is it a good prank or no?
It is not a good prank.
It's pretty funny.
No. Anytime somebody else has to clean up human shit, it's a bad time. All right, it's not a good prank.
This is taking us back to that story about having to call the cops on a party. If I was at somebody's party, I could definitely be talking to upper decking their house.
Oh my God.
It would not. If I'm pretty drunk, just be like, what if you upper deck them? I was like, I guess I got to now.
And then Christian's drunk ass would end up breaking their toilet off the wall, flooding their house.
Absolutely.
See, the problem is I would just diarrhea in it, so they'd just have to flush it like 4 times and it'd be fine.
So, did you guys ever have, like, a high school, like, moment? Like, it was the event of your high school. We had a poop bandit.
Oh.
You guys had a poop
bandit?
We had
a poop bandit.
They made a Netflix documentary on this.
Did they?
American Vandal season 2.
Is that about poop?
Go watch it. About the poop bandit.
Oh, well, we had a poop bandit. Some kid, so we had like an old phone booth.
Who pooped in the urinal?
He didn't poop in the urinal.
He pooped in a phone booth?
Yeah, so we had an old phone booth that, like, during our spirit weeks, we would have, like, phone booth stuffing where each class would try to shove as many kids in this phone booth.
See how many kids you could get in there and sexually assault each other.
Pretty much, yeah. Anyway, so somebody took a shit in the phone booth. It was like a astronomically large dump, and nobody could figure out who did it. And then, like, a week later...
Was it you?
It was not me. No, I can't poop on command, Christian. But then, like, a week or so later, somebody, assuming it's the same person, took a shit in the, like, men's bathroom, and then scooped it up and smeared it all over the walls. Mm. And he never got caught.
He took an identical shit, but then wrote, like, a serial killer note, where it's, like, letters cut out of a magazine, like,
but
just, like, a Zodiac, the Zodiac letter about, like, you'll never catch me.
No, he walked out and had smeared "Why So Serious" on the walls, and had 2 brown streaks coming up from the corner of his mouth.
Ew! Gross.
You want to know how I got these streaks?
My father never took a shit. And then my mother walked in on him one day.
Oh my God. This is disturbing.
Did we have anything like that at high school?
Not that I can remember.
How did your high school not figure it out? You have like 13 people and you're all related.
Excuse you. Not related to a single one of them. I mean, we have our suspicions on who it is, but he never, like, officially got caught and never confessed to it.
Was it the guy who Gaddafi'd his cousin?
Nah.
Really?
I
would have pegged that guy.
No, this was my freshman year, well, and I'm pretty sure it was a senior.
I would have pegged him as doing it. I would not have pegged him.
Right. He did the pegging.
Absolutely. He cheated off... That guy cheated off me my freshman year when I went to community
IVCC,
college.
Yeah.
He sat behind me because we worked together at Sip and Snack. He sat behind me and cheated off my chemistry exam, and I... Is the first exam I ever took in college, and I failed the fuck out of it. I got like a 52, and he copied off me, and he
fucking
got like
idiot.
A 49 because he missed some of the stuff I wrote. And the professor the next week, like in class, was like, "I know some of you cheated because some of your answers were so wrong that there's no way 2 of you came up with it." I was just sitting there like, ah,
whoops.
And I just remember like afterwards looking back at him and being like. Because he told me before the class that he was going to cheat off me. And I was like, that's fine, but I'm not going to do well. And afterward, I was like, yeah, so don't fucking ever cheat off me again. And he's like, okay. I think he learned that he must have thought I was smart. And then after that was like, oh, he must not be smart. But then, obviously.
Obviously, I was smart.
I got an A in the class because I'm not a fucking idiot, but.
He's dumb enough to not even change a single question.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, dude, you didn't change a single fucking question? What the fuck? I don't think we had anything like that in our high school.
I don't think we had, like, the moment.
You guys had cameras, though. Our school is too poor to have cameras.
Yeah.
I remember there was a section of outside where the cameras didn't hit. There's a blind spot, and that's where everybody smoked weed.
Say what now?
But it was, I think it was, like, by the time we were, like, juniors, like, all the people that did it were graduated.
The administration probably figured that shit out and put another camera.
It was between, like, the gym exit and that, like, bag building.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember anybody smoking there, but I do remember, like, they all, like, had graffiti there all the time.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no. I walked in on someone doing coke in our bathroom at high school, and that's...
Jesus.
That was the only wild thing that happened to me.
That's pretty crazy.
But yeah, we didn't have, like, a the moment.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I had somebody, it was my senior year, somebody clearly from, like, not great household came in just smelling like cat piss, like straight up cat piss. And after lunch, y'all like congregated in this area where everybody was waiting. Like when B lunch ended and C lunch came in, we all had to stand in this one little small area and before we got dismissed to our classes. And there was legit like a 15-foot radius around her because she smelled so bad. And everybody was like looking at her like, what the fuck? And the vice principal went up to her and was like, hey, you gotta go home. And they sent her home.
We gotta talk.
It's like, ugh.
Did you take a would you rather bet on smelling like shit rather than everyone else smelling like shit?
Oh, no.
Are you that martyr?
You hero. You goddamn hero.
And that woman was Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, I think we should probably wrap this one up. We talked about a lot of nonsense tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of shitty talk.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We got real judgy.
Yep.
Especially Erica. I don't want
to. Especially. We're not trying to point fingers. It's kind of the point of this, but we're going to point some fingers at Erica being real judgy.
That's fine.
Well, I mean, on the podcast, it's fine, but maybe don't take it out into the real world.
If he wants to wear a fedora, he can wear a fedora.
I literally said he can wear a fedora. I don't care. It's fine.
That tone doesn't sound like you don't care.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening, if you made it this far. Go ahead and if you want to email us at judgiespod@gmail.com, send us whatever you want. Judge us. Send us something you want us to judge. Talk about your bowel movements at work. That'd be good. Well, that'd be fine. I won't say it's good, but you can do it. Send us your hot takes. We'll discuss your hot takes, whether or not they are hot or freezing cold.
You can follow us on Twitter at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod.
It's literally the same for Instagram. I say this every time.
Yeah, but could you please spell it?
At JUDGIES Pod on Instagram.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Fuck. Can you give me a warning next time?
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.